let me share a secret, a most enchanting tale. Come, follow me, and I'll let you see the magic of Fairy Dwell.
Dear listeners, welcome to Fairy Dwell. I'm so glad you've tuned in again. In this episode, we'll meet a remarkable troll with a truly special story. Enjoy Brom Troll. And don't forget, you can find all the fairy tales and illustrations at fairydwell.com. Not many people know this, but beneath every house lives a troll. Yes, even under yours. And probably for many, many years already. Trolls are quite particular about where they live. Once they've found a spot they like, they never leave. But you'll never see them. And you'll never hear them either. Because trolls don't care for attention. They're far too busy with their own trollish business. A content troll will never bother you. But there is a troll for whom that doesn't quite apply. This is his story. The story of Brom Troll. Let me take you now to a small courtyard on the edge of Fairy Dwell. For centuries, you could hear a pin drop there, even on the busiest of days. For centuries, until Brom moved in. From that moment on, peace was hard to find, because Brom had a habit of talking incredibly loud all day long. And as I said before, trolls don't much care for that. One quiet evening, it happened again. Brom met another troll in the street and greeted him loudly. Half the town could enjoy their conversation, as Brom asked about his family, his vacation, his latest home renovation, and what he'd had for dinner. The other troll pressed a finger to his lips and hissed, "Brom, keep it down! You're drawing far too much attention! We don't like that! Are you even a troll or what?" And with much grumbling, he crawled back under his house. Brom was puzzled. Why so angry? He was only trying to be friendly. And he wasn't that loud, was he? "Are you even a troll?" Of course he was a troll. Feeling dejected, Brom plopped down in a muddy puddle and stared at his reflection. See? Obviously a troll. Short, round belly, scruffy hair, and a big nose with two proud warts. Just like every other troll. Right? Wait a second. Was that right? He leaned closer, his nose almost touching the water. His warts! Where were his warts? The nose warts every troll in the world had. Where were his? He stared and stared, but found nothing. Panic washed over him. This could only mean one thing. That troll was right all along. He wasn't a troll at all. But how could that be? Where had his warts gone? Or had he never had them in the first place? Then, suddenly, it all made sense. Of course. That's why no one ever talked to him. Why everyone walked around him in a wide, trollish arc. All those parties, all those birthdays. Now he finally understood why he was never invited. Because trolls only invite trolls. And he wasn't one. Tears welled up in his eyes. He stood from the mud, sniffling. Not a troll. But then, what was he? A gnome? A dwarf? A pixie? Oh, please, not a pixie. He couldn't stand pixies. Lost in thought, Brom wandered through Ferrydwell that night. He didn't know who he was or where to turn. And whether by fate or chance, he suddenly found himself in front of a fancy building with a polished sign that read, "Professor Quibble Quest, Consultant for all answers." Brom read the sign and shrugged. Well, what have I got to lose? He stretched his short body and rang the bell. It took forever before the door opened and a head peeked around the corner.
Good heavens, man! Do you know what time it is?
Brom ignored the question and pointed at the sign.
It says you have all the answers, he bellowed.
The man behind the door winced.
Shh, keep your voice down, will you? It's the middle of the night.
Come back tomorrow, at 10.
Brom swallowed.
But I need an answer now.
Professor Quest looked into Brom's tearful eyes. And this can't wait till morning? Brom's eyes widened.
I'm afraid not.
Professor Quest sighed dramatically, then swung the door open.
Oh, fine then. But please, keep it down.
Inside, Professor Quest led Brom to a small room. He pointed to a chair for Brom and sat on a stool in front of him.
All right, he said. What's your question?
Brom hesitated and then shouted,
What am I?
Quest raised an eyebrow.
What are you? You're a troll, of course.
But Brom shook his head.
No, I'm not. Look.
He pointed a thick troll finger at his nose.
No warts.
Quest leaned forward to inspect Brom's nose.
"Well, I'll be. You're right. Not a single wart. Not even a tiny one."
At that, Brom burst into tears. His sobs echoed down the street.
I'm not a troll, and that's why no troll wants to know me."
Quest covered his ears.
"Good grief, man, not so loud. You'll wake the whole town."
But Brom only cried louder.
That's what they all keep saying. Boo-hoo."
Quest looked at the miserable creature before him.
"Come now," he whispered, patting Brom's knee. "I'm sure we'll figure this out together."
Brom sniffled. "What?"
"I said we'll figure this out."
"Wait a minute. Did you just say what?"
Brom shrugged.
"Yeah, I didn't hear you."
Quest's eyes lit up. "My good fellow, mind if I take a look in your ears?"
My ears? I'm here about my nose."
Quest was undeterred.
"Do you want an answer or not?"
He moved closer, parted Brom's scruffy hair, and peered into one ear.
"Incredible. Absolutely incredible."
Straightened up, Quest said,
"My dear troll,
looks like I found your warts."
"They're not on your nose.
They're in your ears. Two enormous ones. One on each side." Brom's jaw dropped as Quest showed the size of them between thumb and finger. He couldn't believe it. Quest laid a hand on his shoulder.
"No wonder you've been shouting all day.
Those warts are blocking your hearing completely. You're as deaf as a stone.
But don't you worry, I've got just the spell for that."
He stood up and climbed a stack of dusty books.
"Now, where did I put that charm for wart relocation?"
A short while later, Professor Quest and Brom stood in the doorway. Brom looked down at his nose, beaming.
There they were, two big, proud warts.
Warts every troll in Faerûdwyll would envy.
"Unbelievable," Brom whispered. "Thank you."
Quest smiled.
"Sounds like this shouting is over too."
He shook Brom's hand and stepped back inside. "Ooh, and one last bit of advice," he said. "The other trolls never disliked you, Brom. They just kept their distance because of all the noise. No one ever doubted who you were. So don't you doubt it either."
"Good night, my friend."
With a gentle click, the door closed.
And there, on the doorstep of Professor Quest's office,
Brom began a new life. A much happier one. With far less shouting and far more troll friends. Friends who loved to come and admire his magnificent warts, for there were no warts in all of Faerûdwyll
quite as big or beautiful as his. Brom became a legend. Even to this day, every evening, the courtyard fills with trolls from across the troll world, all hoping to catch a glimpse of Brom Troll. Maybe not something most trolls would enjoy. But, between you and me, Brom doesn't really mind the attention.
And that's it for this episode. Each month, a new fairy tale will be available in your favorite podcast app and on fairydwill.com. Fairy Dwill is a podcast by Oscar Koning. Thanks for listening, and until next time.